Ah, me father was like me. Never held the one job long. He smoked in silence for a while. The room was very quiet. Johnny Nolan threw his half-smoked cigar out the unscreened window with a bitter gesture. He had a premonition that he was running his life out too fast. He looked at the little girl, ironing away so quietly with her head bent over the board, and he was stabbed by the soft sadness on the child's thin face. "Listen," he went to her and put an arm around her thin shoulders. "If I get a lot of tips tonight, I'll put the money on a good horse I know is running Monday. I'll put a couple of dollars on him and win 10. And then I'll put the 10 on another horse I know and win 100. If I use my head and have any kind of luck at all, I'll run it up to 500. Pipe dreams, he thought to himself, even while he was telling her about his dream winnings. But oh, how wonderful, he thought, if everything you talked about could come true. He went on talking. "Then do you know what I'm going to do, prima donna?" Francie smiled happily, pleased at his using the nickname he'd given her when, as a baby, he swore that her crying was as varied and as tuneful as an opera singer's range.
"No, what are you going to do?"
"I'm going to take you on a trip, just you and me, prima donna. We'll go way down south where the cotton blossoms blow." He was delighted with the sentence. He said it again. "Down where the cotton blossoms blow." Francie kissed his cheek softly.
"Oh, Papa, I love you so much," she whispered.
He held her tight, again the stab wound feeling. Oh, God, he repeated to himself in almost unendurable agony. "What a hell of a father I am." But when he spoke to her again, it was quietly enough. "Well, all this isn't getting me apron ironed, though."
"It's all done, Papa."
She folded it into a careful square. She walked with him to the trolley car. Women smiled at him until they noticed the little girl clinging to his hand. Johnny looked like a handsome, devil-may-care Irish boy, instead of the husband of a scrub woman and the father of two children who were always hungry. They passed Gabriel's hardware store and stopped to look at the skates in the window. Mama never had time to do this. Papa talked as though he would buy Francie a pair someday. They walked to the corner, and when a Graham Avenue trolley came along, he swung up on the platform, suiting his rhythm to the cars slowing down. As the car started up again, he stood on the back platform holding onto the bar while he leaned way out to wave to Francie. No man had ever looked so gallant as her father, she thought.